The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You can't make this up. This is not for effect. This is true. Are you kidding me? We have let's start in the United States. Let's start at home. We have racial unrest unlike anything that's been seen since what? California. There's some real scary. What was the guy's name? The semi driver in California, the race riots. Reginald Denny, right? I've got Reginald Denny on my brain right now. There's a few other examples of this. We've got racial unrest in the breadbasket of America. We've got an economy in absolute meltdown. We've got an illegal immigration border crisis. That's just here at home. All right. Then if we want to go overseas, look at the assault that is happening to Israel, even though we take the other side in our government. Sadly, we have Iraq and ISIS, which is so bad. Pope Francis is blessing the military action against these brutal thugs. That's how bad it is. Okay, we have Iraq and the situation with ISIS. We have Russia and Putin just laughing his rear end off. And maybe his pecs off at our administration, playing us like fools in this whole, I'll just do what I want with Ukraine, and you can stick it, United States. I mean, there's just a short list, and I'm sure you could add more. And we have the president of the United States on vacation. And, here's the deal. I'm consistent on this. When George W. Bush was in Crawford, Texas, or Barack Obama is in Martha's Vineyard, a president is never on vacation. But I do think there's something to decompressing and being where you're comfortable and you're relaxed. So it's sort of like me at the lake. I see the water, and the weight of the world just sort of lifts off your shoulders. I see the pine trees on the way to Chase on the Lake, or that first glimpse of Union Lake heading up to the in-laws' place, or all the years that Sally and Melissa. Minnesota, for you folks, it might be Secaucus Week, it might be Pick Lake, whatever it is, I see that water and go, wow. And so I think that's what Crawford was for George W. Bush, and I guess that's what Martha's Vineyard is for the surfer, the wakeboarder, or was that John Kerry? I forget. But so I think they deserve a quote-unquote place, okay, to sort of escape, and I don't think a president really ever has a quote-unquote vacation. But given the laundry list I've just cited for you there, are you kidding me? Should this guy not be parked in the Oval Office, in the Situation Room, and dealing with these one by one, if for no other reason than perception? Perception. And what that looks like. I don't. That's my are you kidding me today. I just am absolutely amazed. This is a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Scott Hannon here solo today. Todd Mitchell is gone, but guess what? You're the guest host. You're the co-host. We'll audition you for the co-host role today in Todd's absence because we want to spend as much time as possible finding out what your contribution to our Are You Kidding Me Friday conversation is here on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Here's how you answer 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We now know the name of the officer involved in the incident in Missouri. Darren Wilson is his name. He's the one that shot Michael Brown. I remain where I was yesterday. We had a fellow in here by the name of Leon Francis with solid conservative credentials in North Dakota who made the case that the police are going too far. Who made the case that this officer, Darren Wilson, should be tried for murder based on the factual information of eyewitnesses, multiple eyewitnesses, that the individual's hands were in the air, but despite that was shot many times. I don't disagree that he should be charged with something. I don't believe if the facts of the case are accurate, that his hands were in the air, that this officer crossed the line. Now, what else do we know? We know that evidently there was a burglary in the neighborhood, and that's what the officer was responding to. So you could have a sense of, hey, are these the guys or whatever? But obviously, in every police call, you're having to discern, are these the guys or are these not the guys? Michelle Malkin, who I respect a great deal, has written a piece for National Review entitled, A Cop is Killed Every 58 Hours. Law enforcement officers across the country risk their lives every day. I do say this in tandem to what I just said about this particular officer and his particular decision. Walk a mile in their shoes before you decide chapter and verse of how this ought to be dealt with. I remain in the camp that if the facts are that this young man had his hands in the air and was still shot, the police officer crossed the line. I don't know what the punishment ought to be, but it ought to be something. It ought to be swift. It ought to be strong. But I also am very empathetic of our law enforcement officers. And I don't know if they're getting militarized. We had somebody call and say that yesterday, and it was quite an interesting conversation. It's one of our are you kidding me questions. The militarization of our police departments. Now, maybe they are in some places because they use tanks. They don't use tanks in Bismarck or Minot, in Williston or Dickinson, in Grand Forks or Fargo or Wahpeton or Grafton or Devil's Lake. Or, right, you get my point, right? Tanks for police departments, that's too far. Are they using them now in Missouri for these race riots or something? So, like everything, it's a lot better here than elsewhere. So maybe some places there is a militarization of our police department. And maybe we ought to look at where it needs to be scaled back. Certainly in what we've seen in the way of reaction to these protests in Ferguson, to the death of Michael Brown, some things need to be scaled back. Others would suggest this is a reality in the post-9/11 world. I want to know what you think. That's why we call this What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. TJ Bismarck, you're first to go. Tell us.
Good morning. Hey, I just wanted to, kind of dovetail into my comments yesterday about the militarization of our police forces in the United States. And just on the news this morning, Rand Paul and some other congressmen were wanting to introduce legislation to stop that program where the military is giving, free surplus weapons and vehicles and stuff like that to police forces throughout the United States. So I don't think it's a question of if. I think it's a question of to what extent. But the point I really want to make today is that you can judge people by their actions, not by their words. And I think what we need to look at here is who this administration and who they think that the threat is. Obviously, we all know that they've pulled back border agents off the border on the southern part of the United States with Mexico, because they didn't want to have to interdict any of the illegals crossing there. So they don't consider that a threat, and they don't consider, in the past, they didn't consider ISIS a threat until here just recently. And by the words of, John Kerry, they don't consider Hamas a threat. But yet they'll militarize their police forces and they'll go after people like the rancher down in Nevada.
Good point. Good point.
So
very good point.
Looking at their actions, you can judge who they think the threat is. And that's us, not who they should be thinking the threat is.
Okay, but it's not happening in North Dakota, is it? Well, I guess I shouldn't say that. Mike and Ross had quite a story yesterday. I mean, by and large, this is the militarization of police happening everywhere? That's my question.
Well, here's the thing. I brought up yesterday that there was an article in the Dickinson Press last fall, I think it was maybe November, December, somewhere in that time frame, about a military vehicle that the Dunn County Sheriff's Department had received from the United States military. And it was an armored vehicle made for going into combat zones, able to withstand IEDs and, small arms fire and stuff like that. And I want to ask you or the listeners, why do they need something like that in North Dakota? So, yes, there's an example of that here in our state.
Very interesting, TJ. I'll dig up that story, too. Appreciate your call very much. Others, welcome here. Let's get Pat in Aberdeen quickly. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind, Pat.
Well, I was listening to your conversation about the president and them being on vacation or not, never being on it. It sounded like you said something, and then you kind of took it back. So then I was like, well, what am I thinking he's kidding me about? But comparing your vacation to his vacation, that's pretty – are you kidding me? To suggest that you've got anything on your plate that's got anything to do with what's on his plate, and that your time at a at a lake with your in-laws is relaxing. Could you imagine the responsibilities that are on his plate at all times, every day, all day? So, you know, you might want to back off on your comparison.
Okay.
He's got more responsibilities than you can imagine.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I think we're saying the same thing, but I didn't completely understand. Maybe you're disagreeing with me. Pat, would you hang on through the break so we can finish this on the other side?
Sure.
I want to better understand what you're saying there a little bit. Bob in Fergus Falls, Jim in Fargo, Sally in Grand Forks, 800-228-0550. Call us.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Summer's here. That's the good news. Bad news, the bugs are out. Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash with a great solution. Megan, how can you help truckers get the bugs out?
Absolutely. We've got a new chemical called Bug Magic that'll get the bugs off. It's included with every wash, and it's also available for retail sale.
What a deal. And they're open 24/7 now. No wait time, especially at night. Just a good time to get in there. 24/7. They're cleaning. They're getting rid of the bugs. Your truck at the North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex and Stanley on the truck bypass.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Past the hour, Friday edition, and Are You Kidding Me edition of What's on Your Mind. This is Scott Hennon flying solo today. Todd Mitchell's on vacation. The president's on vacation. Everybody's on vacation. Slaving over a hot microphone. I'm not complaining. I actually enjoy it a great deal. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. I'm looking at the calendar. It's going to flip soon to September. We'll be out in Dickinson for the annual meeting of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Love Dickinson. Great town. Looking forward to being there. And by the way, Monday on the program, we will have Lynn Helms, because today the director's cut comes out, which will tell us everything we need to know about July's numbers for oil and gas production. And that's with the media, so you'll see a lot of reporting over the weekend about that. And then Lynn Helms will take your questions Monday on the program, right here. It'll be here at 9:30 on Monday's program. And we look forward to that, brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, North Dakota Oil Can and Does. Okay, Pat from Aberdeen, listening on 550 K-Fire, was chatting before the break. I think you're being critical of me for dissing the president about taking a vacation with all these bad things happening. Is that what you're trying to say, Pat?
Well, I was critical of your initial response to his taking a vacation and the perception. Because, you know, but I understand that there would be perception problems. Then I was critical of the fact that you wanted to compare your vacation time or maybe your plate of things to do today, or you were comparing them to his and how you know, anyway. But, no,
I think that's fair. I think let's go to the serious problems in a second. All I was trying to do, and I don't mind the criticism at all, honestly, is say, I'm probably the most relaxed when I'm at the lake with the family, okay? That's where I just relax, and I feel the weight of the world come off my shoulder. So I know how much George W. Bush loved Crawford and cut and brush and driving around in his pickup and everything else, and Obama likes hanging out with the rich people at Martha's Vineyard. And I have nothing against rich people at Martha's Vineyard. I'm not trying to play class warfare here. It's just each of their things, okay? All I'm trying to say is, you know, look, a president deserves to relax, and honestly, a president's never on vacation, no matter where he's at. Maybe I was trying to split the baby there, and I shouldn't have. I'm just saying, you really look like you don't care about serious problems when you're at Martha's Vineyard. Is that unfair, Pat?
Well, I mean, the guy's got a vacation somewhere. What I think is that people aren't understanding that every day he's got, I don't know, probably 25 extremely serious crisis situations every day. And so if he wants to go sit on a lake this or that, or if he wants to drive a truck this or that, and you know he's not getting away from it either. He's probably got 15 guys all around him talking to him all the time. He's, you know, it's a nightmare job. And I just think that people need to appreciate this nightmare job and put themselves in his place for a second. And imagine if you're in charge of that border down there and these starving kids are coming up your way, or you're in Iraq and the country's falling apart, or you've got Ukraine and, you know, nobody wants to rush in there and start, you know, messing with Putin. I mean, we don't want to take any crap, but we don't want to get into, you know, I mean, these are big, big controversies, big decisions that need to be made. And he's got them every day to deal with. And that's why he's the president. That's why he's great. Now, you know, that's politics aside. Anybody, I don't care, Republican, Democrat, you got these kind of decisions to make every day. God bless you. That's what I say. That's
well,
all
I think
I got.
That's. I think we. I got. I hear you, Pat. And I think we ought to pray for him, and I think we ought to really hope. But I part of me hears you feeling sorry for him, and somehow thinking that he didn't sign up for this. A president puts himself on the ballot and his family through a whole lot of H-E double hockey sticks because he wants to lead. I want the guy to lead and make some decisions. The border, that's all about politics. Kids are dying because this guy wants more voters and he does not want to secure the border. So he's kicking the can down the road. Iraq is a product of his wanting to fulfill a political promise to get the heck out of Dodge. It's a mess he made. Okay, he once called ISIS, who the Pope has now blessed military action against, as a bunch of JV compared to Al-Qaeda. These guys make Al-Qaeda look like JV. If the shoe was on the other foot, what would it look like? My point is this. On every one of these things, put your big boy panties on, get in the Oval Office, and make some decisions. Lead. That's what a president's supposed to do. And I don't think you can do it at Martha's Vineyard sipping, you know, Cabernet Sauvignon or whatever he's doing. That's all I'm saying. But I do think you're right. Republican or Democrat, it's a tough darn job, but they ask to be there. They put themselves there. And if they are there, I don't think it's too much for us to say, come on, lead, for crying out loud. Bob, Fergus Falls, you're next on What's On Your Mind. I hope Pat and Aberdeen calls again because I enjoyed the conversation. What's on your mind, Bob?
Hi, Scott. Are you kidding me? We're still talking about sympathy for the president when he's creating all these problems and he deserves a vacation. It's ludicrous. Any sympathy for what he's done to this country, he should go on a permanent vacation and get out of office, in my opinion. But, I do have a suggestion for the show, that you should have a segment, a deliberate segment called Solutions on Your Mind. You know, everybody's got an opinion, but we have a lack of solutions in this country, and if we think that we're going to look to our leadership or lack of leadership for answers, it's just not going to happen. We got to get off our butts and come together and bring solutions. And this is a perfect venue to do that, to air our solutions and maybe do something about it, because we're not going to get it anywhere else. They've proven that, and we have to step up as all Americans.
Love the idea. Not only because you're right. Talk radio can be sometimes a sort of wine fest, right? Where you're talking about all the bad things and you're ticked about something, but we don't necessarily. But I've found with this program, this audience, the reason I love your idea is because of the people that make up the largest radio program in the Northern Plains. It's folks that just get it done every day and find a way. And we got a lot of challenges in North Dakota, but we got a lot of good. One of the reasons I prefer a program where I don't even mention the name President Obama is because we don't need to, right? We're just gonna focus on what we need to focus on right here. But I love the idea, and we'll add that. Maybe we'll make a whole Friday show about it one time. Name the problem, name the solution. Thanks for the call. Jim Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the cop that was involved in that shooting in Missouri. You know, if people think he did that that it was a racial deliberate act, I mean, he'd have to be a complete moron, because he has to know whatever comes out of this, his life, his wife's life, his kid's life, his brothers and sisters, everybody in that family's life is going to be a living hell for many years to come because of this. And because of this action, there's no question about it. So to think that he may have made a mistake, we don't know that, but it sure as hell wasn't racial or deliberate. I mean, because nobody in their right mind would make that stupid mistake, because he has created a living hell for everybody that matters to him, and that's a fact.
It's a tough deal. By the way, there's a new breaking news out of Missouri that evidently the officer in question here, Darren Wilson, was investigating a strong arm robbery. What is a strong arm robbery, by the way? I don't even know what that is, but that is now believed involved Michael Brown, who was shot. Now, I don't know if that's accurate or not, but again, I will go back to if the one fact that matters to me that we believe to be the case, the kid had his hands in the air, there was an error made here. And I agree with you, no matter what happens to the officer, he's going to have to live with this forever. So well said. More of your calls coming up. David, you're next.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you love jerky? You tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you. MeatTaffy.com. That's right. MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what? Let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. Meat Taffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. Hey, if you go to MeatTaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six packs of thin-cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou Blend. It's a Cajun-inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love. Meat Taffy. Made easy at MeatTaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. MeatTaffy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered word longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. Simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Reliving the State Fair with John Mellencamp here a little bit, so forgive me for tapping my toe a little bit here. State Fair is like in the rearview mirror, and before long, so will Medora be, for crying out loud. Head to Medora this weekend. By the way, I haven't mentioned this, but on Friday's what I call her the day. Pete, TJ, first caller, and Pat, we didn't get your information, but if you call back in, get back through, talk to Shane, you're both in. Pat's challenging me on, hey, cut the guy some slack. There's no good time to take a vacation, and there's no easy answers. I like somebody who disagrees with me, so we're going to put Pat in there. And TJ, making the comparison he did on the militarization of police, I think is worthy of a caller of the day consideration. Family four-pack of Medora musical tickets on us for our caller of the day today. And by the way, we'll be in Medora tomorrow. Looking forward to that very much. There's no place like it on Earth. A few celebrity guests will be there, too. I don't want to name any names, but we will, by the way, have an exclusive interview with the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, on Monday's program. So you connect the dots on who might be golfing at Bully Pulpit. Did I say that? I don't know. Anyway, that musical is unbelievable. 50th anniversary musical of the Medora musical is this year, and it is just, I understand, phenomenal. I say understand because I'm ashamed to say I haven't been there yet, so... Looking forward to getting out there, but you can go with me. Family four-pack of the Medora musical tickets for our caller of the day. Shane Snurley will take your information if we put you in that category, and we'll announce the winner before the end of the show. But Pat, you're in from Aberdeen, and TJ, you're in. You just got to get us your information, okay? David, driving truck, listening to 550 K-Fire, our mothership of the What's on Your Mind Northern Plains Network. What's on your mind?
Good morning. 2 points. One, about the president. When you run for president, you know you're going to be commander-in-chief. The second part of that, I don't care who you are as president, you have to stand up. We didn't become a world power for nothing. You can't take a sideline when you got five countries at the same time.
Dump there, dump. Yeah, kicking the snot out of each other, did you say, David?
That's actually considered World War, when you got more than five countries fighting each other all at the same time. But yeah. You cannot turn around and negotiate with terrorists. It's not going to happen. And I guess my point real quick is Obama had no qualifications, period. So I disagree with that, you know. If you elect somebody to be president, you have to make sure he's going to stand up, especially at this time and day with the world just falling apart. Second point on the cop. Are you kidding me? Nobody had a camera, a video, nothing. No street corner, and he's got the only police car that doesn't have a video cam in it? I'm just asking.
Yeah, I think it's all good questions. David, when you call in the future, do me a favor. We can't allow profanity on the radio, so I let you go because I think you slipped there, and I knew what you meant to say, but it's a family program, and you know, the FCC doesn't take kindly to that. We dumped it. The audience didn't hear it, but just for future reference, okay?
Yeah, I did slip, and I do apologize for that.
No, that's all right. Appreciate the call, and normally when that happens, the caller goes because we just have to. We just can't cross that line. We have a protection here. There's a 7-second delay. We're on it. That's what Shane's job is with his ear on the trigger. So we're there to catch it, but it just good decorum. And by the way, it very rarely happens here. Just a great audience. So I was saying before the break, going to his point about the situation in Missouri, that Ferguson police say that Michael Brown did fit the description of the strong arm robbery suspect. Okay. That police were responding to the night he was shot. Okay. That robbery took place at a nearby convenience store. When police confronted Brown, they said a struggle ensued. Jackson went on to identify the police officer in the shooting as Darren Wilson. Jackson, by the way, is the chief of the Ferguson Police Department. So this Ferguson Police Chief Thomas Jackson says that Darren Wilson is a 6-year veteran with no disciplinary action on his record. Protesters had been calling on police to be more transparent in the investigation. Police said they withheld the name because of the potential for threats on the officer and his family. Now, did I see something about a video of the strong arm robbery? And they're saying they believe that it's Michael Brown now. So not only do they fit the description, they're also suspecting him. All of that having been said, that's why you have investigations. That's why you got to get the facts out there. To me, it doesn't justify an officer shooting someone who has his hands in the air multiple times dead. So I still am not siding with the officer in this case, despite having unending empathy for the situation we put law enforcement in. But there's a few more facts on the case for what it's worth. Will in Hazleton, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Will.
Hi, I'm calling. 2 points I want to make. For one, people like Al Sharpton and the president are always focusing on equality, but I'm already hearing people start calling this hate crime in Ferguson, which irritates me because it's murder should be period. There shouldn't be two classifications for what a crime. That's the same thing. And the second point I want to make is there was one caller in there had a bad experience with McKenzie County Sheriff yesterday. He wouldn't have gone through the ordeal he did if him and his friend had complied with the officer's request to put down the window.
You're saying, I'd like to know the rules on that because I don't know if folks heard this yesterday, but we had a caller, Mike from Ross, and he talked about an altercation with the McKenzie County Sheriff's Department, and it all did start because the driver of the car, this guy that called was a passenger, but the driver of the car, when the officer came up, rolled the window down just a little bit, stuck his paperwork out, right? You know, driver's license, insurance, whatever, right? I get that, okay? So they stick that out the window, and the officer says, no, roll the window all the way down. And I guess the guy didn't. And then the officer proceeds to bust in the window. Now, that to me, again, seemed a little over the top. I think I would at least said, roll the window down, or I'm going to bust in the window, or, you know, I need to do X, Y, or Z. I'd like to know the real rule on that, though, wouldn't you? I mean, is that going far enough? I don't know. And it sounded to me like the passenger who called yesterday wasn't real thrilled that the driver had that kind of advice from who he had it from. And I think what you're saying is fair. Well, maybe that escalated the situation, but how the rest of what he described does not justify the action in the end. Same way I don't think it does with this officer in Missouri. Even if this guy was the strong-arm armory suspect, he fit the description and even was the guy, do you shoot him dead? Over strong arm robbery?
No. I think that was going over the top and also busting in the window. But the one caller even said he and his friend had some drinks. So the officer probably had suspicion of DUI. So I guess he was, in my opinion, he was thinking of their safety and public safety by getting two dr- uh, an possibly inebriated driver off the road.
True, which we do, we need to take seriously as well. All good points, Will. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. I'm going to keep rolling. By the way, Governor Jack Dalrymple will join us 10:30 today. A lot of things to cover with the governor. We're also at the top of this hour going to get a quick update from Nancy Willis with the North Dakota Association of Realtors. They're advocating a yes vote on measure number 2. And we're getting to the point now with this calendar. We've got to start paying attention to some of these things on the November ballot. I'm spun up on measure 1. I'm spun up on measure 3. I'm not on measure 2, so we're going to learn together what that's all about coming up. But a lot of open phone time on an Are You Kidding Me Friday on What's on Your Mind. Brian in Jamestown, what's your take?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Hey, my take on the police shooting and everything. About 4 or 5 years ago in Jamestown, there was a young man who was suicidal. His parents knew it, so they called the cops and told them, listen, our son, I believe he's going into his apartment to go grab a gun to kill himself. They wanted the police officers to intervene. When the police officers showed up, the young man was sitting outside the apartment complex brandishing a shotgun. And the cops tried several times to talk this guy down, to get him to put down the weapon. And he proceeded to swing the barrel of the gun in their direction, and they lit him up like a Christmas tree. I mean, this guy, he's got his hip shot out, he lost an eye, lost a finger, and he's still alive. The guy's going to be disabled for the rest of his life. Now, after the police officers asked the guy to put the gun down several times, he refused to, and then he swung the barrel in their direction. Now, flash forward a couple weeks after this happened, you start talking to people in the community, and this was a white officer shooting a white man. And there was comments made along the lines of, you know, God, they mutilated this guy. You know, aren't police trained to kill? Why couldn't they have just killed him and put him out of his misery? So in any situation where somebody gets shot by law enforcement, trust me, it's not, people are not going to turn out in the favor of police officers. And there's people saying, you know, the gun wasn't even loaded. Well, that's a calculated risk that guy took. You point a gun at somebody or you threaten somebody's personal safety, if anybody has the authority to shoot you over that, it's a police officer.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate the call. Sally Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Well, a couple of things. With regard to the Ferguson, Missouri thing, I think a lot, you know, I am totally out of any sympathy with rioters because these are people who just look for excuses to loot and, you know, victimize other innocent people. But, I think that the rush to judgment, I think they should get all the facts, give this guy a fair hearing on what he did, and take a look at all the evidence they can possibly put together and, you know, put down the riot. But that said, I have a deep concern with the involvement of the federal government in either providing equipment or technology or support or in this case, a sort of a rush to judgment of their own to come into the investigation of a local police matter. When our community...
So you're saying leave it to them, and I think that's a fair point.
I'm saying let them go through their process, but I'm also saying this. I'm saying that when our local police departments accept, grants or other kinds of, you know, maybe equipment or other benefits that they get from the federal government, we begin to lose local control.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Fair point, Sally. And I want to know more about this Dickinson thing that the other caller called as well about. Joe and Minot, half a minute for you, but it's yours. Take it quick.
Hey, just want to make a quick point. You know, they said this officer attempted to pull this guy into his car. Well, if he was an armed robbery suspect, an officer, the last thing he's going to do is trying to pull him into the front seat of his car where there's weapons. So it doesn't add up. Let this go through the process. Let the investigation continue.
I think that's the best thing all around, especially with the tension down there. Joe, appreciate the call. Well said. Pat in Bismarck, Don in Garrison, and more coming up.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Woltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Woltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot, 701-721-1252. Find a dealer online at WoltecElectric.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
Before you buy, give it a
hometown try. KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Right, it's an Are You Kidding Me Friday. A caller of the day wins a family four-pack to one of the best performances of the Medora musical ever. And that's saying something. That is saying something. If you haven't been to Medora yet, get there. Whether it's the Bully Pulpit Golf Course, it'll go a little ways here yet. Well, the nice thing about the Bully Pulpit is they go beyond the musical. But the musical is the big push right now. So because that ends after Memorial Day, so. Medora.com to check it out, but Bully Pulpit will be going into October. Medora.com, family four-pack for our lucky winners coming up. And Don and Garrison, Jamie and Bismarck are next to go, but we have a couple of guests here. We're going to start focusing on November and issues that will be very important for voters. Yesterday we had Ryan Taylor on the program. We'll have Doug Goring next week on a big race on the Ag Commission race. There's a number of measures on the ballot, 1 and 3. I know about, spun up about them, not on measure 2. And that's why we asked our guest to join us here to talk a little bit about it. That includes Nancy Willis. Nancy is the Government Affairs Director for the North Dakota Association of Realtors. And the incoming president of the group, Greg Larson, is here as well. Greg, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us today on the program. And Nancy, how are you?
I'm good as well. Thanks for having us.
So I understand there's a new campaign out. And Nancy, if you would, just tell us what Measure 2, what the question is here.
Measure 2 is a constitutional to the Constitution that would say that any state, county, township, city, or any other political subdivision of the state could not impose mortgage taxes or any sales or transfer taxes on the mortgage or transfer of real property.
So this is going to take some time to educate voters about this measure. And again, it's Measure 2 on the general election ballot. Greg, you're a Bismarck realtor.
Sure.
And in addition to being the incoming president of the association here, tell me a little bit about why Measure 2 is important on this transfer tax and what it would do.
Okay. Transfer taxes are a tax that's imposed on any time property is sold or transferred. Excuse me. What we're trying to do is keep that from happening in North Dakota. 35 states have transfer taxes now, including South Dakota and Minnesota. Montana, a couple of years ago, did what we're doing right now, doing a constitutional measure to keep it out of the state. It's just another tax on property. It makes the sale of property more difficult, makes first-time home buyers have to come up with even more money to buy that first house in an ever-increasing housing market. So we don't need another tax in North Dakota. We have plenty of opportunities to raise the money that we need. This is just one we don't need to put on the plate.
Sounds to me, Nancy, like, you know, given the fact that, you know, municipal entities are always looking for more sources of revenue, this is sort of a protection against what may come, right? I mean, this is basically saying, hey, other states have it. They could go there. Let's just put a protection in place, make sure that we don't have an additional tax on homeowners. Am I correct?
Absolutely. That's exactly why we're doing it. I mean, the other states that have done it, one of the things that they've discovered is that once this tax gets imposed, the legislature in most cases comes back and then raises that tax as they need additional revenue. So it's not just a matter of the tax coming, but then of those assessments increasing that make it even more expensive for people wanting to purchase or transfer land. And we're talking residential, agricultural, and commercial.
Yeah, makes sense. Now, Greg, you know, I think people have had a snootful of taxes, especially property taxes in North Dakota right now. So the argument really against this is that the homeowners are already doing a pretty heavy lift, right?
Yeah, they are. And even though property taxes are being reduced, we are a strong property tax state. And the legislature has done a very good job, in my opinion, of bringing those down and helping folks out. And so the concern is then, okay, does a municipality that needs infrastructure badly, and I'm not naming one, I'm just saying there are cities in this state, both all throughout the state, that are looking for extra streams of money, and we're saying this shouldn't be the one. This is putting a burden on just those people who are selling houses at the time. And although everyone will buy or sell a house, most likely in their lifetime, each year it's a small group that's going to pick up that burden. And again, it just makes it real tough for those who are scratching to put their money together to buy a house. It's just more money they have to bring to the closing.
No, I'm glad the legislature put this on the ballot. And what folks need to realize is that sometimes I'm always confused. Am I yes or am I no? We want this because it prevents the transfer tax from coming here like it is in other states. So it's a yes on Measure 2 is what folks need to remember. I'm curious, Nancy, has anybody proposed this? Is this you heard any whispers about that if you didn't have this, you'd actually start having some transfer taxes?
You know, we haven't really heard specifically that anyone's proposed it. We know that there have been a couple of municipalities in North Dakota who have looked, consultants have talked about what kind of avenues are available for revenue, and they've talked about, you know, different types of property taxes. But at this point in time, we haven't really heard specifically that anyone's proposing it.
Got it. Greg or Nancy, anything else you want to add before we let you go?
Just exactly what you said, that people have to vote yes is the most important thing for them to remember. They have to vote yes to stop the tax.
Greg, how about you?
That was pretty much the same thing I was going to say. Just stop the tax, vote yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's good to make notes on these things because I don't know about you, but I get in front of the ballot, I'm like, you know, you start looking at the actual language, you're like hearing about Article X of the Constitution and you know, blah, blah, blah. So it just, again, in the case of Measure 2, we want this. It prevents this transfer tax, so it's yes on 2, and a good idea to stop that tax. Thank you both.
Can I just say real quickly?
We're out of time, unfortunately, Nancy. We'll have you back, though. Nancy Willis from North Coast Association Realtors and Bismarck Realtor Greg Larson. Thanks.
The Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus there's more, a 2-year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2 for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.